West Kelowna residents want to know why they are paying a parcel tax for the Asquith Road transfer station as well as fees to dispose of waste at the facility. A staff report states that there are 14,704 properties within the city required to pay the parcel tax. The amount for 2025 is $42.20, up from $41.05 in 2024. The tax is collected to fund services provided by the Regional District Central Okanagan. At Tuesday's April 8 council meeting, Councillor Rick DeYoung said he has received several calls from residents asking why they must pay the tax and fees to dump at the Asquith Road. "It would be nice if there were some kind of understanding of why both," he added. "Why is not the parcel tax not covering the entire cost of the transfer station?" Travis Kendall, the RDCO's manager of engineering services, told council that the transfer station is partially funded by the fees collected at the site, but does not cover all services provided by the regional district. "We do subsidize things, like the yard waste collection, so it's easier for residents to they can dispose of their waste without having that high cost," Kendall said. He added that the rates the regional district pays to use the landfill, Glenmore, are the same rates that anyone else would pay. "We also have to truck from the Asquith Road location to the landfill, staff that location, and fund the capital replacements and the operating work." For 2025, the net amount billed to the city is $620,817, up from $595,560 for 2024. According to the staff report, the increase is due to higher transfers to reserves for future capital replacements and an increase in the amount of engineering overhead costs at Asquith Road station. Cown Jason Friesen questioned the need for the increase. "There's really nothing there that's capital to improve or replace," he said. "There's a little shack, scales that aren't being used, and everything else is concrete." Kendall acknowledged that it's been a while since there has been a refresh of the site. He added soon to come improvements including asphalt upgrades, and addressing the flow around the site to eliminate the need to stage traffic along Asquith Road. The scale house is to be replaced as well. "It is at the end of its life, we're limping along, but we do need something better there," Kendall added. "The scales will also be removed." Friesen asked if the RDCO has considered reopening a road that tied into the top of Asquith Road for better access to the site. "Because that's a much longer stretch and a much safer intersection for people to be coming or going out of," he said. Kendall replied yes, but was interrupted by City Sow Ron Bowles. "I'll respectfully request that we keep this through the proper channels and go through the regional district, through our members there," Bowles said. "I don't think it's fair to Mr. Kendall to put him on the spot. He came here to talk about a different issue." Friesen said that he did not intend to put Kendall in a difficult position. "We'll let our directors, RDCO, deal with that one," Friesen added. DeYoung noted that without the transfer station, there might be more backcountry dumping. He asked if the RDCO might consider an education campaign to explain the fee structure to residents. Kendall said he would take council's comments back to the RDCO board.